This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The trial continues today for two police officers involved in the death of Elijah McClain. Randy Rodema and Jason Rosenblatt are charged with manslaughter and negligent homicide. In his opening statement Wednesday, prosecutor Jonathan Bungie said the officers failed McClain with their actions.
A 23-year-old healthy man
just walking down the street became a casualty of the very people who had sworn to protect him.
The defense argued that another police officer and two paramedics are responsible for McClain's death. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse is applauding the Biden administration for launching a new effort to train the next generation of conservation and climate workers. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Neguse says he's excited that Biden is starting an American Climate Corps. The service program will provide on-the-ground training for about 20,000 young people for jobs in conservation, climate resiliency, and clean energy.
It's exciting for the West in particular, the Rocky Mountain West, where there's a great need and a dearth of individuals to be able to do this work.
Neguse is one of a number of Democratic lawmakers who had been pushing for a climate corps. Colorado is one of five states that already have similar statewide programs. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Representative Brittany Patterson and a bipartisan group of colleagues want to get a number of mental health and substance use disorders bills passed this Congress. Patterson says these are medical issues, not moral failings, and that more can be done on the federal level.
Only 4 out of 10 people who want help have access to that. And so we are seeing people die every single day because of the failures to act and prioritize investments in treatment and recovery services.
Patterson has two bills included in the task force's legislative agenda for this Congress. The overall list of policies ranges from prevention and treatment to public safety and interdiction. This is CPR News and KRCC.